So we'll go back to the dreams of Yosef and ask why is it that, I should say, the dreams that Yosef interpreted for Paro. So again, why is it that this time of the year, Hanukkah time, they always align with the dreams of Yosef? And so, of course, after Yosef interprets all the dreams and he gives the advice, which seemed to be presumptuous, because Paro didn't ask him for advice of how to prepare Egypt. He just said, interpret the dream. But Yosef said part of the dream was the remedy. In other words, how do you prepare Egypt? So Paro was absolutely dumbfounded by the fact that Yosef was able to explain it, not only the dream, and correct his dream, which he tried to deliberately mislead Yosef. So it says, Vayitav adavar b'nei Paro b'nei kol avodav, v'yomer paro avodav, v'nim tzok ezei ish asher ruach elehim bo. Can you find somebody whose the Spirit of God is in him? And Vayomer Paro Yosef achor yadil him oschas kol zos einavon v'chacham kamocha. And after God has revealed to you all these things, there's no one that could be as wise or as discerning as you. Atotiel beisi alpicho yishakolam rakisei agdal bimeko. In other words, you're going to be in charge of everything. And so Yosef at Tzadik, when he married his wife, they changed his name to Tzofnas Paneach, and he married the daughter of Osnas, Bas Potiphera. So again, as I mentioned, that was the daughter of Dinah, who had been ravaged by Shechem. But the idea was that even in Egypt, Yosef married Jewish. Even in Egypt, Yosef kept all of the halachas. He was devout, and he showed the world that whether you're rich or whether you're poor, a Jew is able to fulfill his commitment to God and to remain staunch in his beliefs. And this is, again, also one of the stories of Hanukkah, that we had the allure of the nations of the world around us, that Hanukkah was the first time. Every other time, all the other religions that made fun of us, they were saying that we were always the higher religion, the more moral religion. Hanukkah time was the time when we said, we're less moral, we're less closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they ridiculed this, and unfortunately many Jews believed it. And unfortunately there were the Misyavnim, those Jews that embraced the culture around them rather than remaining staunch in realizing that once God's given us the Torah and the written Torah, the oral Torah, we know everything. A Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed to us all the secrets. And so this is, again, one of the connections between the Seder of Miketz and between Hanukkah, that we have to realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has revealed to us the truth. We don't need to look to foreign cultures or foreign religions or foreign gods. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only God. We are his people. We will eventually bring the light of Hanukkah to the whole world. The small light is going to be able to illuminate the darkness of a world that is so off the track from what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us. And may we be successful in that by lighting the little Hanukkah lit.